Two bitches just watching TV.
Bitch.
I have a feeling this one's going to be a doozy.
I wanted to say at the top that we took a break from recording to both respectively have dinner. And without telling the other, we both came back with alcoholic beverages.
Yes. Would you like to tell the audience what you are drinking at the moment?
I like to call it a wine and punch because it's half Hawaiian punch and half Moscato. So a white wine. And I've been downing this shit like it's candy. It's awesome.
And see, I said that that's just white girl punch right there.
Yeah, same thing.
I purchased a pack of Truly lemonades. I had one over 4th of July weekend. This is dating this, but anyways. And they were delicious. And so currently I have a watermelon lemonade.
Truly. How do those compare to the...
Crooked Marker?
Crooked. I can never remember the name of those.
I would say they're kind of interchangeable for me. I'm very picky. There are certain hard seltzers I cannot stand, White Claws being one of them.
Yeah, I don't really like... seltzers, so
I don't like a lot of them. I like these Trulies were really good so far. I haven't had the mango or the original, but the strawberry and the watermelon are good.
But you also drink bubbly and LaCroix. I don't do that.
But they're not carbonated really. They're just like maybe lightly carbonated.
I'd have to try one.
Like it's less carbonated than a beer. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And it tastes less shitty than a White Claw. Like it's actually like, oh, that's nice. You're not like artificial sweetener. Blah. But yeah, and it's lovely, so I recommend. I did not like the Truly iced teas. I liked the Truly, like, margarita pack. I thought those were really good. They're very Cayman Jack margaritas. Ugh, they're not like...
I love a Cayman Jack, though.
It's just less sugar, because Cayman Jacks have a shit ton of sugar, I'm pretty sure. Anyways.
Cane sugar, I think. They're made with actual cane sugar.
Or agave, something like that.
Agave, it's agave.
Yeah, because tequila's made out of agave.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but we're here to play They're a 10, But.
He, she, they's a 10.
We try to be inclusive. I may sub out a few of mine for they, because I feel like they're interchangeable, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we're just playing the game across the board of, like you said, to be inclusive, so. Mm-hmm. But they're all interchangeable, so... If you're a person who likes he's, make them all he's. If you're a person that likes she's, make them all she's. If you're a person that likes they's, make them all they's and feel free to play along with us.
Yes, and let us know what you would rate these people, because these hypothetical people, because some of these are doozies.
I know the actual game, like across social media, well, it depends where you look, but some of them like go all over the board with he's a 6, but he's a 2, but she's a they, you know, whatever. I almost said she's a they. Sorry.
I was like, she's a they, but.
Yeah.
Like as if that's a problem.
No. But all of these are, this person's a 10, but, so for me, my idea of a 10, this will come as no surprise to anyone, is a Harry Styles. So this person is as hot as Harry Styles, but...
And then, like, let's say on the other side of the coin, she would be, like, Zendaya. Or...
For me, you want to know what my 10 for she
okay,
is?
Okay, so my two 10s for he is Timothy Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 for ladies is Zendaya.
Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank for her name, but there's something about this woman, and you know because you've had to hear about it for a very, very long time. It's the actress who portrays... Hannah from Dexter.
Oh, Yvonne...
Yeah, that's my idea of a 10 for, like, just looks alone.
She's up there,
Strahovski.
Too.
Strahovski. For me, that's like a 10 out of 10 lady. She's just so beautiful.
Yeah, I would say Michael C. Hall also might be a 10. And I would say Yvonne also. She's beautiful. She's also in, you would know her from Handmaid's Tale as, oh my god, the wife.
She was also in Chuck. As Sarah. Now I just like pictured a movie in which Harry and Yvonne play across from each other and my heart's doing a little flutter.
It's doing the little pa pa pa.
Yeah. The same, I'm having the same reaction when I think about Henry Cavill and Harry Styles in the same room together. That might be the Hawaiian punch. Okay, I've said too much.
No, no, not enough. Anyway, so that's our ideas. That's where we're coming from. So... Okay, but now, like, that I'm thinking Timothée Chalamet, like, I don't even care. I don't care what he does. It's fine.
That's the whole point of this game. So, okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
He's a 10, but he talks like Elmo and doesn't know it.
Oh my god, that's a banger.
I've been sitting on that one for 2 weeks.
That's a good one. 6.
No!
Is it a 6?
Imagine being in bed and this person's dirty talking you like Elmo.
Can't you like that? But you look them in the eye and I see Timothy Chalamet's beautiful brown curls and I'm like, it's fine. This is fine. Or Harry Styles' curls. It's fine.
But Harry's a singer. Like,
okay, he sings beautifully. He just talks like Elmo.
Okay, four. Four for me.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. Okay.
I have a big thing for voices.
Me too, but like, oh, he's so good on the eyes. All right, so he's a 10, but he thinks Harry Styles is just shallow pop bullshit.
Negative 2.
Yeah, immediately, like, that's some small dick energy. Let's just go with like a 1.
Like, no, I got no room for it.
If he's just like, no, like, I get it. Like, even if he's not a fan, that's different than just being like, Harry, like, when I say that, I mean like, Harry Styles is just shallow pop bullshit. Get out of here. Out of here. Out.
She's a 10. But she's seen Justin Bieber in concert 27 times. That's a hard 1 for me.
Okay. It's a 3. It's a 3. That doesn't mean she's seeing him now. Maybe she realizes her mistake. Man, it's a 3. It's a 3.
It's a 1.
It's a 3.
Can't do it.
She's a 10, but she only eats raw, as in like raw fruits, raw vegetables, doesn't cook it because it's healthier that way. But she thinks veganism is made up.
0. I have no room for no brain cells. Well, I do have room for no brain cells, but that room is being occupied by my large dog.
Same.
Who I guarantee is much cuter.
Like maybe a 4.
Oof.
Actually, no. I'm trying to think of living with someone that only eats raw foods. Never mind. It's a 0.
They are a 10, but they don't wash their ass.
Negative 762.
Yeah, it's like negative 3 million for me. Come on, get back there. Just spray some water at the very minimum.
Let it, just like hold it open and let the water run down. Literally anything. They're a 10, but they only use Snapchat as their primary form of communication.
Ooh, 4.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say like a 4. Yeah. Ugh. Like, it's just such a clunky app, in my opinion.
Do they not have, like, date, like, do they not text, like, their phone's not turned on?
They just choose to use Snapchat to reach out.
Ew, I'm too old for that.
I don't know, and I feel like Snapchat's a boomer app.
No,
it kind of had like a resurgence.
No,
is what's weird.
It's not a boomer app at all. It's like,
I know, not anymore, but for a minute, like, it was boomer app, and then it like kind of died, and then it came back like with Gen Z.
It was huge when I was in college. It was like all I did was Snapchat in college. But like my cousin Jesse, who's 3 years younger than me, like, she's still really big on it. Madison, who's 10 years younger than
me. So is Gracie.
Huge on it.
I don't understand. I've been considering getting it again, but it's too clunky for me. Anyways, moving on. Not the point.
Can't do it.
Like, just text me. Call me. Beat me. If you want to reach me.
She's a 10.
Mm.
But all of her texts use at least 12 emojis.
It's given me big MLM energy, like cold message energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it. It's lack of vocabulary, it's giving me a 3. Give me a 3.
See, and it doesn't bother me that much. I'm gonna just say an 8.
But 12? That's so excessive. But yeah, no, okay. That's fine.
If
that's
Yvonne
fine.
Wants to text me a message that has 12 emojis in it,
oh!
Go for it.
I'll sure, okay.
Think about it. You know, Zendaya sent you a text message with 12 emojis in it. But again, it's every single text you get from that person.
God, yeah, no, 3. That would drive me insane.
I could probably move past an 8.
Whew! Man, we really need, I need someone to bump my numbers up. Like, this is bad. Like, I'm giving everyone just, like, trashed here. All right. She's a 10, but she is too superstitious to flush the toilet alone. Such a good one. Good job.
We discussed that one earlier, and you were like, yeah. But if it's too loud, I'm like, no. It's not about, like, not wanting to wake people up. It's about she's too afraid to flush that toilet unless someone's in that bathroom with her, no matter the day of time.
Does it just pile up?
Probably, yeah.
4.
I can't go into the bathroom with someone every single time and help them flush a toilet, so 1.
That makes sense. That's fair.
He's a 10, but he doesn't use a baby voice to talk to pets.
Okay, what do you mean by baby voice? Is it like, oh my goodness, we do boing, boing, boing?
Like, they don't change their voice at all.
Oh, like, they don't even go like, oh, that's such a good boy.
Yeah, because I've even heard when Tanner, like, calls the dogs, he, like, at least softens his voice.
Ziggy! Jack!
Yeah. Okay. But it's not like, Ziggy, Jack, you know, it isn't like that.
In that case, then, like, I'd say like a 5. That's a little sus.
Yeah. I'll say a 5 as well. Because like...
Yeah. He is a 10, but will always ask, what do you want to eat? But he knows for a fact you always say, I don't care. And he also responds with, I don't care. Ending in a standoff of not knowing what the hell to do.
That's annoying as shit, man. I'm going to say 4 again.
Yeah, I would say like a 5. Because I'll eventually just break down. But yeah, it's like, I don't care. I don't care. Then like, why did you ask to go out to eat? Like, what? And then you feel like you're pushing your choice on them. And it's just a whole thing. It's like a 5. Okay, actually, I changed mine to like a 6. It's fine. I'll make the decision. It'll be fine. But I just won't be happy about it.
They're a 10. But they're on their phone 24/7. But still takes 2 whole days to text you back.
Negative bajillion. So,
every time you're around this person, their phone is glued to their hand and you see them texting away. But if you try to text them to meet up, hang out, do something, you don't hear anything for at least 2 days.
That's jacked, bro.
I had a best friend that used to do that.
See, I'm the queen of, I just look at a text and I acknowledge it. And like in my head, I've answered it, but I just forget.
Yeah, I do that too. I'm getting pretty bad about that.
But
now.
I will be like, I'm so sorry. I thought I responded to this.
Yeah. And I don't typically let 2 whole days go by. No. Either. Like no. Sometimes it's a couple hours, but.
Because then I'll be like, why didn't I hear back from them? That's weird. And then I'll look and I'll be like, oh, I'm the asshole.
A little guilty of that myself.
No, you're a bajillion. You're not a priority in their life.
Yeah. It's a good way to. Oh my. Ouch. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know the situation. I'm just saying you're not a priority.
Yeah, I'll say negative.
Negative, whatever. Like they're, infinity. They're not even worth it. They're a 10, but they never clean their nose piercing.
Ew. Like, to the point of infection?
Like, you just kind of see some crusties.
Well, I have to be, but I get cold sores. If people could feel the same way about that.
No,
this isn't a choice.
That's not a choice. That's not a choice. Cold sores are not a choice. No one would choose to have a freaking cold sore.
And if you do, you're stupid because this hurts.
Yeah, they do. I have one right now as well. I would say definitely like a 3.
Mm-mm, I can't do it. I'll say like a 1, like yeah. Or half, like half a 1. Can't do it. That's nasty.
I don't know. Like you're making out and then like you smell something kind of weird.
Nope. No, don't stop. 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 Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. And you're just like, what is that?
He's a 10. I hope my husband's still on the couch. He's a 10, but he pronounces height as height.
Okay, if Timothy Chalamet, I'm trying not to picture Brian. If Timothy Chalamet, an 8, I'll let it go. It's wrong. I will tell him that it's wrong, but an 8. Like, we could still be married.
And then he says it that way just to piss you off.
Tanner says all things all the time to piss me off.
Yeah, Brian says height, like, naturally. And I'm always like, it's height.
It is
then
height.
He spent the whole day Googling it, and he's like, actually, both are accurate in the dictionary, and I'm like...
Yeah, I can move on. So what's your rating?
If Harry Styles wants to look at me and say height, I'd just let it go, like, 9.5. Like, it's Harry. Or someone as hot as Harry. When my husband says it, it makes me want to, like, beat him with a ball peen hammer. but...
She's a 10, but she refuses to wear pants in her own home.
Oh, refuses to wear pants in her home? That's not a problem. 10. It's their house.
Like, if you're there, like, visiting, like, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Significant other.
So someone else is visiting and she's still not wearing pants?
Well, like, it's an intimate someone. Like, if it's her mom coming over, she puts on pants. But, like, if it's just her and her significant other, there's no pants involved. No underwear, nothing. Just freeballing it.
Right, but if someone visits...
But, like, I'm saying if it's you, like, say you're the significant other in this situation.
Right, that's
you
what I'm saying.
Then no pants.
10, like, where's 10,
yeah, okay, 10, okay. I do that, and so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, you always ask for, like, a 30-minute heads up when I'm on my way. You're like, let me know when I have to put on pants.
Yeah, yeah. I just, they're so the worst. They're vagina prisons, they're leg prisons, they're thigh prisons. They're the worst. Like, I don't go around just, like, smearing everything on everything, but you know what I'm saying.
I really want to yell, snail trail, but I won't. Anyways. Okay, she's a 10.
Uh-huh.
This is really relevant. She's a 10. But she thinks Amber Heard is innocent.
Oh!
Negative 10.
Negative 10. Negative 10. You're wrong.
That slails incorrect. All the way back to the...
Lord. Okay. So, he's a 10. But he cries when he loses a board game.
Negative 12. I can't do it. Be a grown-ass man. Be a grown-ass person.
Yeah. Negative, like, whatever. I read that one to Tanner before we did this, and he's like, and you've never seen me lose. Coincidence? I think not. Just dead ass in the eyes, like, not even missing a beat. I loved that. That was beautiful.
He's a 10, but every single picture on their social media, on his social media, is him holding a dead fish or a dead deer.
I know what this is in reference to. It's Love on the Spectrum, right?
Well, sure, but yeah.
Okay.
I've also experienced that myself.
Okay, I can't picture Timothée Chalamet holding
a
dead fish.
Can you imagine Harry Styles? Actually, I have seen Harry hold a fish, but he let it out. Like, he returned it. It wasn't dead. Yeah, I can't see Harry, like, holding up a deer head, like...
Okay, also, there's a big difference between fish and deer, in my opinion.
But it's every one of their social media pictures. Like, not even just their dating profile. We're talking their Facebook, their Instagram. Every time you look at them, they're always holding a dead fish or a dead
two.
Deer. Yeah, like, three at most.
Like
at
I said, there's a big difference between, like, I'll fish, but I wouldn't, like, go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because, like, as far as we know scientifically, I don't think fish have the same, like, pain awareness.
Yeah.
As, like, deer. So that's the only thing that makes that slide. So, like, if it's just fish, it's, like, a 5. If it's deer, it's, like, a 3. They're a 10, but they cannot be reached during football season.
7.
Yeah, because it's you.
It's me.
It's you. Definitely, like, a 2. Like, no. No. Stop it.
Football's important.
Yeah, no. But you can be reached, at least. Like, God.
Yeah, but what am I talking about during football season?
Football. Football.
That's kind of what I meant by that. Like, are you going to be able to talk to me about anything else? Maybe not.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially not while the game's going. Like,
yeah.
You get it. I put my phone down.
Yeah.
Unless I'm angry tweeting about something.
Love that.
Okay. He, she, they are a 10.
Mm-hmm.
But they only drink milk with every meal.
7.
I'd say 6. Like, it sucks, but, like...
I mean...
Actually, no, I'll say 7. 7.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking about Timothée Chalamet with, like, a milk mustache, and I'm like, okay. I'm thinking about Zendaya with a milk mustache, and I'm like, okay. Does it have to be, like, cow's milk or, like, any milk?
Probably cow's milk for the argument, but probably any milk.
Okay, then, yeah, like, 7. 7 overall, I think. He, she, they, whatever, are 10, but they are still besties with all of their exes. This could go one of two ways.
That's a hard two.
It depends on the situation, in my opinion.
Single one of them, though?
It might mean that they're very positive in a relationship and really know how to, like, compartmentalize things.
Can't do it.
I'm going to say a 5, because it could go either way. Also, like, I kind of want to meet Lily Depp, which is Timothée Chalamet's ex. So
That'd be a good way in, because I heard Lily Depp's dad's single at the moment, so.
But anyways. So, yeah. Is that it? Is that all we got?
I think that's all we got.
Love that. That was fun. That was a good idea. Good on you. Let's get a round of applause for Witsy for having a really good idea for a tea time. I'm doing like a small golf clap. I hope you can hear it.
I'll have a celebratory sip of my wine and punch.
Hell yeah, bitch. Actually, this truly is dead empty. I'm not even going to play. Let's grab the little Croy. Cheers.
She truly empty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Inside.
Yes, ma'am. Just
oh,
like
while
me.
while we're giving props, yeah. I already told you this on Marco Polo yesterday, mm-hmm. but we're in this group that's, like, absolutely trashing our old hometown.
Yes.
Or the town that we both used to live in, because that town is, like,
a hellhole.
All sorts of crazy. Someone posted a picture of somebody else's truck that they've written, you know, my body, my choice, keep your laws off of my body.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, wow, way to go. And someone comments on this picture, like, man, I wish all of you who...
Hold on, you want me to read the exact quote?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Give me 5 seconds.
But I will also say, like, I forgot that I invited you into that group for half a second. So I saw that someone, I saw your post, like, your response. And I was like, haha, that's funny. And then I realized it was your response and I freaking lost it, man.
The quote is, all of you people that are for killing babies, I wish your mother would have had the same feelings when she was pregnant with you all. And I said, same, TBH. Like...
golf clap.
Like, I don't understand why people think that's such a big burn. Like, that's a whole other soapbox to talk about, but, like...
Also, I hate the expression killing babies. Like, I understand, like, technically that's what an abortion would be. But this guy makes it sound like we're going to neonatal, like, NICUs and being like, guess what, babies? Chick, 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 chick.
Start flipping off machines.
That's not what we're doing. Like, yeah, that's not what we're wanting abortion for. Like, I'm not going to turn this into a big, like, political, like, soapbox. I'm just saying, like, people are taking that way out of context.
I had a huge conversation with my grandmother about this, who, like, identifies generally conservative, but she's very, like, pro, like, she thinks that, like, sterilization, if you choose to do so, should be completely free and paid for. Birth control should be completely free and available, and, like, abortions for medical reasons or other extenuating circumstances should be legal. So, like, she's pro-choice, she just doesn't know she's pro-choice. Does that make sense?
Yes. My cousin Jessica's like, I'm pro-life for myself, but I'm pro-choice for other people.
So you're pro-choice.
Like, you're pro-choice.
Yeah.
You've just chosen not to for yourself. Not that she's, I'm not saying she's pregnant, but.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But, like, for example, like, myself, there are extenuating circumstances. Like, I am very, very high likelihood of miscarrying or having, like, an ectopic pregnancy or just, like, rejecting the pregnancy in general. And I wouldn't be able to get a medical procedure that would save my life, even though, like, even if my child had already passed on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so jacked up. There's so many circumstances. And like my grandma said, she's like, I don't understand why they're putting these things in place without replacing them with things that make up for that, at least. Like, free birth control, free sterilization, free, like, medical, like, issue abortions.
Because the government views women as baby factories.
Yes, and we need babies, and we need more people to keep the government going, so we have more workers for the government. It's disgusting. Which is why I think a lot of people our age are choosing not to have children, because why would you want to insert a child into this hellscape? So, yeah. Write your senators. Even if you do not agree with someone walking in off the street and getting an abortion, it's not even about that. That's a very small percentage of abortion reasoning. And if you do feel that way, then you should also be pro being able to be sterilized for free, male or female, and also free birth control for everybody. And have it actually easily accessible by minors and other people. Not just like, well, the health unit gives it out for free. Yes, but in a small town, you mean how that's going to get around? Anyways, that's my soapbox.
But yeah, he, she, they's a 10 was very fun.
He, she, they are a 10, and they're pro-choice. Still a 10. Still a 10. All the time.
20 out of 10.
20 out of 10. A king. Anyways, y'all have a good night, and make good choices.
Don't come at us if you're pro-life. I don't want to hear it. You'll be blocked. Thanks, bye.
Two bitches just watching TV.
Bitch.